Welcome back, everybody. It's time for part two of our Rapunzel's Jukebox Behind the Music special here on Not Your Mother's Goose. I'm Topher Goggin, and if you didn't catch last week's part one episode, do be sure to go back and check it out because it is a true salute to Andrew Mitchell and the work that he does singing and producing music for the show. If you did hear it, that means you know that we had so much music, including the new Wake Up Sleeping Beauty tune, that we actually had to split off this second episode just to get it all in. This week is going to be a little bit shorter and a little bit country, so if we've got any Garth and Reba fans out there, this is the one for you. Andrew and I also wanted to give you some more new music, so we found a Trisha Yearwood song fragment that we had been saving for a medley, and Andrew managed to put the whole thing together for you in just a week. So that's coming up in a little bit. Stay tuned also for a very special announcement that we're very excited about, some stuff that's coming up soon. We'll have that for you towards the end. First, though, we need to bring back Andrew and get on to the tunes. Stay with us. We'll fire up the jukebox next. Welcome back for a second week of Behind the Music on Rapunzel's Jukebox. When we were going to do this special, we were going to try to do it all at once, and then we realized, holy moly, we've got so many new songs that we've done since last year. We really need to split this up, otherwise it's just going to be insufferably long. So instead, you just have to suffer over the course of 2 weeks. But we're back with Andrew Mitchell, our singer on Rapunzel's Jukebox. And Andrew, let's just pick right up where we left off. You had told me that you kind of would like to try some 90s country, and that resulted in the in this one that we're going to listen to next, which is the Sawyer Brown song, Some Girls Do, turned into Some Bells Do with Gaston singing the lead.
Yeah, love 90s country. There's such a swagger that is perfect for Gaston. He's got that sort of Southern French vibe. And, you know, there's some of those Disney villains are just baddies, but it's hard to not secretly admire Gaston, even if he doesn't get the girl. But he gets to hang out at the tavern with his buddies a lot, so.
You kind of feel like Gaston's a bad guy that doesn't know he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a legend in his own mind.
Yes. Yes, very good. Very good. And this song is the perfect fit for him. If folks aren't familiar with it, if maybe you're not a country fan. Well, first of all, if you're not a country fan, this whole episode's not going to be so great for you, but so it goes. But this is a song about a guy who's a little rough around the edges, and he's just singing about, hey, some girls don't like boys like me, but some girls do. And Gaston is kind of on the other side of this one of he doesn't understand why this belle doesn't like all the muscles and so forth, but he'll find somebody who does, even if she doesn't. So let's give this a whirl from Sawyer Brown. It's Some Girls Do into Some Bells Do, courtesy of Andrew Mitchell on Rapunzel's Jukebox.
She strolled through the town and she grabbed a book from a shack. But she's gonna be my bride, there's nothing that I lack. I got muscles like a king and boots galore. Oh, how could a girl want any more? She loved me, don't you know it now, les fous. Well, I don't read books, but I got sweet looks and also some massive biceps too. Some bells don't like dudes like me. Oh, but some bells do. I said bonjour and flashed my eyebrows high. You were playing hard to get, ignored this guy. You said I was naive, I don't know what that means. You know I bet it's like stud with better jeans. Look into my eyes and come and claim your prize. Well, I don't read books, but I got sweet looks and also some massive triceps too. Some bells don't like dudes like me. Oh, but some bells do. Why you like back that beast, cause I've got hair and it's super creased. Expecto rating, that's my thing, they say. Well, I don't read books, but I got sweet looks, and also some massive deltoids too. Some bells don't like dudes like me. Oh, but some bells do. Well, I don't read books, but I got sweet looks, and also an awesome six-pack too. This bell don't like dudes like me. Oh, but some bells do. I said some bells do. You know some bells do. Like bros like me. You know some bells do.
Sawyer Brown with Some Girls Do. Now it's Some Bells Do, courtesy of Andrew Mitchell on Rapunzel's Jukebox. Another fun one there. We've got some more country coming up, but we're going to back up. Back to the 60s we go with a Paul Simon tune that was sung by a group called The Circle, who does not win any spelling awards, at C-Y-R-K-L-E, apparently devised by John Lennon, actually. So everybody that we've talked about in these episodes is looped into this one. But this is Red Rubber Ball that turned into Red Riding Hood. I remember from writing this, Andrew, a little bit of a challenge that I definitely wanted, you know, like a red rubber ball to turn into Red Riding Hood. That's the easy match. But then it turned out to be that this was going to be something written by Red Riding Hood. So it didn't make sense to be directed to her. So I had to kind of make it sound like the Red Riding Hood is just a signature on some letter she's writing. But somehow you made it all work.
I almost think she's singing it to herself, talking to yourself. Hey, stupid, why did you do that?
Well, that's about right for Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. But so somehow that storytelling works, and it's not as linear a story as maybe Dress Me, Drape Me or some of the others. But what I like about this song is the harmonies, where it starts, where part of the verse is sung in unison, and then it sort of splits into harmony for other bits of the song for emphasis. And I guess it's not too surprising when you consider that Paul Simon wrote the tune. He was probably thinking on that kind of musical level with this one.
Yeah, there's a live version that Simon and Garfunkel did of it that is really pretty cool. But you're right, his signature is all over it. Probably not all over this version that you're about to hear about Red Riding Hood. But let's give it a try. Red Rubber Ball turns into Red Riding Hood here on Rapunzel's Jukebox.
I should have known. When I caught your smell, there's a lesson I can learn from this, and I've learned it, holy hell. Now I know to lift the sheets and see what's underneath. Well, I thought you were my granny, but you had some massive teeth. But I think I'm gonna be alright, cause the woodsman got me out. But please just stop your dining, little Red Riding Hood. Got that hair, it should have been my guide. Instead you wolfed my grandma down, had me on the side. Big eye staring, bonnet wearing face could use a lift. Thought I brought you flowers, but I guess I was the gift. But I think I'm gonna be alright, cause the woodsman got me out. But please just stop your dining, little Red Riding Hood. Our story's in the past, there's nothing more to tell. Look out for talking wolves, for it won't be ended well. The tasty morsel meal you ain't got carved up in the end. I noticed you had giant ears, still thought you were my friend. But I think I'm gonna be alright, cause the woodsman got me out. But please just stop your dining, little Red Riding Hood. Whoa, I think I'm gonna be alright, cause the woodsman got me out. But please just stop your dining, little Red Riding Hood.
Back here on Rapunzel's Jukebox with Andrew Mitchell, our singer. We've just wrapped up Red Rubber Ball turning into Red Riding Hood, but we'll stay in the same era. You know, we've done two songs from Dion, one on last week's show, one earlier, and now we take a jump over to Del Shannon. So we've got most of the D's covered here in the 60s. If we can come up with a Donovan song, I think we'll have everybody. But this is the Del Shannon song, Runaway. You know, it's amazing how sometimes you're like, how did I not think of this before? But I just started thinking, well, who ran away in fairy tales? Like, well, wait a second. Miss Muffet runs away from the spider. Georgie Porgy ran away is actually a line in that nursery rhyme. So once I had that, writing the thing up was pretty easy. How was this one from a recording standpoint?
This one was a lot of fun because, kind of like Dion, Del Shannon is just one of these great, very emotive singers. There's a lot of bravado to it. And adding that bravado was a challenge to a line like Georgie Porgy ran away. That's actually kind of a hard line to sing. And it was very deep.
The death of Georgie Porgy. Yeah.
But this one was a lot of fun to record because I added some double track trombones kind of covering up the bass line and then put the kazoo on top. And then this is also the first time where I have whistled on a Not Your Mother's Goose recording. So that middle instrumental break kind of really put everything in the kitchen sink into that little instrumental break there and had a lot of fun doing it.
I know we talked about this a little bit last time, but walk people through your background with all these various instruments and anything else that you can play that we haven't heard from yet.
Well, there is the recorder was my first instrument. You had to ask. So
edit, snip that out.
But, you know,
Andrew Mitchell fired as Rapunzel's jukebox singer after revealing that he might play the recorder.
Now the news. I started playing the trombone in elementary school and I picked up the guitar many years later when I was in college. And the kazoo, as we've discussed previously, was inspiration from my dad who played the instrument, and getting them all together onto one track was definitely a lot of fun.
Oh, very good. Let's give this a whirl here. Fairy tale characters running away. It's Ran Away, formerly by Del Shannon, now by Andrew Mitchell on Not Your Mother's Goose.
She was sitting there, her tough head. Is that a chair? I guess so. She didn't have a prayer. And as she took a seat, she took out some mush to eat, not knowing she'd jump right on her feet. Strolling up that spider game, she was jumping and she's not to blame. When those eight legs she could see, then it was time to flee. It's no wonder, wah, 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 wonder. Why she ran away and she dumped out those curds and whey. Miss Muffet ran away, she ran away. Porgy had a day. Boys are coming and they're out to play. Before they could go on a spree, Georgie ran up a tree. It's no wonder, wah, 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 wonder. Why he ran away and he's under a rock today, yeah. Oh, Georgie ran away. He ran away. He ran away.
Poor Georgie Porgy, off he runs, and we're back on Rapunzel's Jukebox Behind the Music on Not Your Mother's Goose. We're back with more country now, and this is actually the first song that I took a crack at when Andrew said he wanted to try some 90s country. It's the Diamond Rio song Meet in the Middle, which is M-E-E-T in the middle, and I turned it into Meet in the Middle, M-E-A-T. My first try at it didn't really work out. That was about Tommy Tucker eating too many sandwiches and having too much meat in the middle himself because it went to his waistline. And I kind of set that one aside and then realized, but wait a second, meat in the middle works just fine describing a sandwich, and change things around a little bit, put that together. And one of the things that you sent back to me in your notes, Andrew, is the fact that this song about little Tommy Tucker is way longer than the actual story of little Tommy Tucker.
Oh yeah. We've really spread out the storyline here. And you know, a week ago we were talking about what was possibly the dumbest song ever. Mm-hmm. And you know, I hedged on that a little bit, but this is pretty close. This gives it a run for its
right.
Its
not the underlying song in that Meet in the Middle by Diamond Rio is actually a country classic, but when you turn it into a 3.5 minute song about sandwiches.
Yeah. Based around a nursery line that's only 6 lines long or something.
Right.
You could keep adding verses to this song.
Yeah. I've talked about this on the show before, but it's like when Disney takes a short fairy tale, turns it into a long movie, changes the title, like, you know, Frozen, Tangled, something like that. So, you know, maybe Spread is what it should be, just like you said. Spread, the Tommy Tucker story, and this will be the theme song. So here we go. We've certainly hyped this thing up to the point that people will want to hear it. Here comes Meet, M-E-A-T, in the middle, courtesy of Andrew Mitchell on Rapunzel's.
I ate 27 foot longs in under 2 hours. I guess it's safe to say I wasn't much for counting carbs. My name's Tommy Tucker, the supper singing guy. And if you got a sandwich, well, it sure will catch my eye. I love eating white bread, all that I can buy. Put meat in the middle, pile it up, don't be shy. I purchase by the pound, heat it up on the griddle. Oh, wheat won't last long when there's meat in the middle. Now it's true my story mentions I don't have a spouse. Who's got time for dating with mayo in the house? Turkey or pastrami, salami, chicken too. Give that old red handsome doll, let's see what she can do. I love eating white bread, slices piled up high. Put meat in the middle, there ain't none I won't try. I buy the bakery out, couldn't just eat a little. Bread roll won't last long when there's meat in the middle. Man, it's time to get the mustard out. Just lay off the sauerkraut. Love myself a hoagie, ham and cheese on rye. Put me in the middle so old Atkins won't cry. Some milk to wash it down, and then some peanut brittle. You just can't go wrong if you got meat in the middle. Oh, fats and carbohydrates, those go to your thighs. Put me in the middle, you'll be slim, trim, and spry. Still looking for a wife, finding her, that's the riddle. Till then, eat a sub with some meat in the middle. Oh, don't know how to cut it, still ain't got a knife.
with meat in the middle. Eating bread is my life, the best for chowing down. Couldn't just eat a little. Sandwich game is strong when there's meat.
And there is everything you ever wanted to hear in a song about sandwiches. And we made sure to get all the way to the end for the sandwich game is strong line that I know you love there. And,
one of my favorite lines, I think, in all of these, in all of these songs.
And so finally, that wraps up everything that you've heard already. But again, we wanted to have some new stuff. We don't have a full song for you here. We just had Wake Up Sleeping Beauty last week. But long ago, I had written a start to the Trisha Yearwood hit, She's in Love with the Boy, which just seemed like a really easy fit for Anna and Prince Hans from Frozen. It just is one of those ones that turned out that you kind of told the whole story within the first verse. And unlike what we did with Little Tommy Tucker, didn't try to stretch it into 4 minutes of additional filler material. But Andrew has taken a crack at that, or at least we hope he has, because we're actually recording this before the song is done. But the idea will be that we'll drop it in there and have something brand new for you. So Andrew, tell us all about this song that you haven't recorded yet and the challenges and everything that went down putting it together.
This song was a lot of fun to put together. And I think this one came out really well. And I think this will be up there as one of the best songs I've ever done that I haven't done yet.
No pressure whatsoever. So listen to this, but stay with us because we've got a very important announcement that we're excited about. And we'll have that for you next. After the new version of She's in Love with the Boy, the Princess Anna version, on Rapunzel's Jukebox.
Anna's sitting round in Arendelle, talking to photos in the halls. There ain't a whole lot going on this year, back inside these walls. Over yonder, coming through the gate, on a horse that doesn't buck, good old Prince Hansi in from the Southern Isles tries to claim he isn't a schmuck. Queen Elsa says, you can't just get hitched. He'll come after Arendelle and next thing you'll get ditched. Love makes you dumb and Hans has got that hair. It's just a Disney love affair. Got a crush on the boy, and she ain't playing coy. But look out, it's a ploy. And though she might give Arendelle away, she's gonna marry Prince Hans someday.
So there it is, just a quick one, but brand new music courtesy of Andrew Mitchell on Rapunzel's Jukebox. And what we wanted to announce for folks is something, again, I can't believe, Andrew, that you and I didn't think of this sooner, but Rapunzel's Jukebox, and hopefully maybe some other stuff from Not Your Mother's Goose, but definitely Rapunzel's Jukebox is coming to YouTube. I never really thought of it because you think of YouTube as a video service. But YouTube is in a lot of ways a music service as well, where you just toss the music on and maybe there's a video behind it and maybe there isn't. But we're going to put these songs out there and let YouTube's algorithm blast them out to people who don't want to hear them. And so I can hardly wait for that to start to happen.
Oh, very exciting. I can't wait.
Keep an eye out. We'll tell you more about it on upcoming episodes of the show. I'm still doing some of the technical behind the scenes work to put it together. But that'll be out there. So much of this stuff fits really well in these 3 and 4 minute long slices. So it'll be a great opportunity. And then if you've got a favorite song that you're willing to make your friends listen to, but you weren't really willing to make them listen to a 25 minute fairy tale show and admit that you listened to that, here's your opportunity to just send them the link to, hey, listen to this dumb song about Little Tommy Tucker, and you'll be all set.
Just post it on their Facebook page with no comment.
Yes,
exactly. The work is done for you.
I love it. One more thing before we go. We've got a fair amount of songs waiting in the hopper. What are you most looking forward to, just to tease people?
Well, I tell you, there's a take on Hey Carrie Ann by the Hollies that I'm very much looking forward to. Tom Petty medley also coming. We won't tell you which ones, but that's going to be a fun one.
There's a few.
Yeah. And when we get to Walking in Memphis, that's going to be an epic song, and I think 20 22 is the year for that one.
Just a few things more to come, but we are still cranking out music here on Rapunzel's Jukebox. Thanks so much for joining us, and thank you to Andrew for all the work that he does. They can find you where if they want to track you down in terms of The Other Ship, or just on Facebook or other types of things.
Yep, just search for The Other Ship on Facebook, also on YouTube and archive.org.
Yep, so that stuff's out there. And as we said, stay tuned as Not Your Mother's Goose and Rapunzel's Jukebox coming to YouTube soon. Thanks so much, Andrew, and thanks everybody for listening. We will see you later with more from Rapunzel's Jukebox. With that, we are officially caught up on Rapunzel's Jukebox, but as you've heard, we've got tons more waiting in the wings for future shows. Stay tuned for those, as well as info on the full launch of Not Your Mother's Goose Songs and More on YouTube. I'll have more info on that next time, as well as the beginning of a 3-show series I'm really looking forward to, as we're going to tackle the classic shows of the Disney afternoon. DuckTales will be up first, but until then, for Andrew Mitchell, I'm Topher Goggin. As always, the goose is loose. Back next time with Uncle Scrooge here on Not Your Mother's Goose.